This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden. A year ago, a gunman murdered 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Last week, the Orlando Sentinel published a guest column connecting Disney World's recent drop in attendance to Orlando's embrace of gay culture. Many people in Orlando were outraged, including a city councilwoman. They encouraged a boycott. Helping me explain what happened is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Mary.
Kelly, what's behind the controversy?
So first you have to understand the history of gay issues in Orlando. It's this wholesome family vacation destination, but it's also the place where Disney World has the unofficial event called Gay Days, which is a 25-year-old gathering of more than 150,000 people, many of them gay. So it's this place of a wide array of opinions. The Pulse attack was the largest mass shooting in America, and it led to this outpouring of solidarity for the LGBT community throughout the country, but not surprisingly, particularly in Orlando. So into this environment, the Orlando Sentinel publishes a guest column by a guy who works as a consultant for Christian theme parks, and he suggests that the city's quote, embrace of the pro-gay and lesbian agenda is scaring off the evangelicals.
Why would the Sentinel publish this column during the same week as the Pulse anniversary?
You know, most metro newspapers are accused of being too narrow or homogenous in the array of opinions that they publish. I'm sure the editors recognize that this would be controversial, but I think they felt an obligation to represent a diversity of viewpoints here. It's important to note that this is an op-ed column, and historically that signifies opposite the editorial page opinions. So this was meant to be a minority opinion.
Is the boycott misplaced?
Well, that depends. If you believe that your metro newspaper should be a place for a variety of ideas and opinions, then it doesn't make sense to suggest a boycott just because they publish an unpopular opinion. The Sentinel itself has been largely supportive and sympathetic in its documentation of the LGBT community, particularly the impact that the Pulse shooting had on that community.
Most folks see these columns online and not in the context of a variety of opinions. Do you really think people understand that?
Well, many people don't want to understand that. If social media has taught us anything, it's that people love to get angry. It's rewarding to tap into righteous indignation. In fact, that's what the city councilwoman in Orlando did. She posted this Facebook rant, she called for a boycott of the paper, and then later, when a columnist for the Sentinel explained the paper's role in being a place where many opinions can be expressed, she deleted her Facebook post and walked back her call for the boycott. She even wrote her own op-ed apologizing for letting anger get the best of her.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, in this time of polarized media, should newspapers continue to provide a place for disagreement?
Well, if they don't, I'm not sure who will. It's not going to be Facebook.